Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got Jess in the booth with me today and a fantastic guest who's giving you the keys to the kingdom, as it were. Dan Schaefer, the political editor of Civic Media. We're dropping today on Civic Media's website, which you can find at civicmedia.us and also at the Recombobulation Area, a fabulous Substack. What is a voter's guide to the Wisconsin State Senate? We've got new maps, folks. This is going to be a different kind of fall election. So much fairness injected into our legislature, finally, which I hope will bring about much more cooperation, much more collaboration, and I think mediation, meaning mediating to the middle, where I think the vast majority of Wisconsinites find themselves. If you don't know what district you may be voting in because we've got new maps, don't worry, you can go to myvote.wi.gov and check that out. Dan, I want to unpack a little bit these three toss-up districts that are now newly toss-up districts because of the new maps. Let's start with the 8th. This is the district that bounces along the northern boundary of Milwaukee County and Ozaukee County. I was just visiting some friends up there, saw lots of signs for Jody Habish Sinikin, and she's running against Republican Dewey Strobel. Tell us about this race briefly, Dan.
Yeah, this is one of the most interesting races on the map for the state legislature because it pits two candidates here that, you know, kind of haven't really represented this district yet. Obviously, Jody Habish Sinikin is the challenger here. But Dewey Strobel, the district that he previously represented was District 20, and he lives in Saukville in Ozaukee County. And the previous district stretched all the way from Ozaukee County to the eastern shore of Lake Winnebago. Now, that district maybe didn't really make a whole lot of sense. Now he's in a district that pulls together a lot of those Ozaukee County communities, some of the North Shore suburbs in Milwaukee County and some of the surrounding Wau County areas. And this is a district that Habish Sinikin ran in a year ago when there was a special election to fill the vacancy left by Alberta Darling. Now, she overperformed in that race and made it really, really close. She came within less than 2% less than 2% against Dan Knodel. Now she will be running against Dewey Strobel. And Dewey Strobel has been, you know, a longtime cog and kind of the Walker Voss Republican machine in Wisconsin. But he really hasn't represented, you know, communities like, say, Whitefish Bay or something like that. So it's going to be interesting to see if Strobel, who's pretty far to the right as far as things go in Wisconsin, can connect with a district that has been shifting really significantly. These North Shore suburbs, you know, the city of Whitefish Bay, for example, you know, in 2012 was like a 50-50 city. In 2022, it went more than 70% for Tony Evers. So this is, we've talked about in the past election cycles about how the suburbs are shifting to be more Democratic leaning. Well, this is a really, really interesting test case of how big that shift is. And this is a true swing district in Wisconsin. Yes. In 2022, this is a district that was won by both Tony Evers and by Ron Johnson. So yes, the two victors in the midterms both carried this particular district. So this is going to be an especially important one.
I'll also just say this. I'm going to give everybody a tagline here. Let's do it to Dewey and give him his marching papers. His politics are extreme. He is weird. Governor Walz, I'm going to call him Uncle Tim. Uncle Tim would call him weird. Dewey's got to go. Moving on from the 8th, we've got the 14th district in sort of southern central Wisconsin. Tell us about that toss-up, Dan.
Yeah, this is another interesting one. You have cities like, so it's the kind of north edge of Dane County. And then it also includes cities like Baraboo, Portage, Richland Center, and Wisconsin Dells. And so this is, you know, kind of a part of the state that can really be very swingy. This includes all of Sauk County. Sauk County has been a bellwether in Wisconsin, going for Obama in 2008 and 2012, Trump in 2016, and Biden in 2020. And so this is definitely emerging as one of the most critical swing districts in the state Senate. The Democrat running here, her name is Sarah Kieski. She is a political newcomer, but has worked as a mental health counselor for nearly 25 years and founded the community nonprofit in her district called Lift Lodi. There's actually a really terrific New York Times podcast called The Run-Up that did an episode in this district and featured Kieski in that one. She's running against Joan Bollweg, who is the 14th district incumbent. She's actually moving to stay in the district, which is interesting. But she is, you know, she's been a longtime member of the state assembly and state Senate. She has served there. She began in the assembly in 2004. But I think she's going to be the target of a whole lot of ads, particularly on the issue of abortion rights. She has a very long record of being anti-abortion. She has been on the record opposing exemptions for rape and incest. And the first TV ad that the Kieski campaign released last week was on that very topic. So I think that is going to be that, you know, we've seen that part of the state really swing when that issue has been in focus. I think this is going to be a particularly interesting test case for that issue in kind of, the, like you said, that South Central Wisconsin area.
You know, as much as I so fervently believe in reproductive freedoms, if you happen to oppose reproductive freedoms because of your religious beliefs, it is just gosh darn weird to then oppose exceptions for race, rape, and incest. It is just ridiculous. She has got to go briefly, Dan. We've got probably less than a minute. Tell us about District 30, the last of these three new toss-up districts.
Yeah, this one is in Green Bay. And this will put Democrat Jamie Wall against Republican Jim Rafter. And there are also a couple assembly districts within this state Senate district that are also going to be toss-ups. So Green Bay is going to be a huge, huge area to watch in the state legislature. And we'll have it all broken down for you at the Civic Media Voter Guide.
Dan will come back when we drop the voter guide for the assembly as well, folks. He is Civic Media's political editor. You can check out the Senate voter guide at civicmedia.us and at the Recombobulation Area Substack. I'm Maggie Dawn. It is the year of the woman, and I can't think of anybody better to talk about it with than the senior VP of communications for Emily's List. She's going to be with me next here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks so much, Dan. Keep it locked, everybody. We got more coming up next after these brief messages.